This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says non-resident Nepali associations' input to be incorporated in citizenship procedures. World Environment Day being celebrated by organizing various programs today. And Russia says it thwarted major Ukrainian offensive. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said works related to preparing the procedures and regulations on citizenship have begun with the authentication of the Citizenship Bill. In a meeting with a delegation led by the Non-Resident Nepali Association NRNA, Vice Chair R.K. Sharma today, the PM expressed commitment that the Non-Resident Nepali Association's suggestion would be internalized in course of preparing the citizenship-related procedures and regulation, stating that a Nepali one time always remains a Nepali. He said he has been touched since the past by the NRN's desire of collaborating in Nepal's prosperity. The Prime Minister urged the NRNA representatives to move forward more vigorously in the coming days. He stated that the topic of voting rights, which the NRNs have been voicing, has already been addressed through the policies and programs of the government, while homework is underway on some technical topics. Prime Minister Dahal assured that his provision would be implemented soon. He added that the Citizenship Bill has been authenticated after a long tug of war. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that his entire focus is on increasing production and creating jobs. Addressing the 97th meeting of the Kathmandu University Assembly in Baluwatar this morning, he said that all should work hard to increase production and create an environment of employment. He said that the role played by Kathmandu University in creating jobs in the country is important. The Prime Minister mentioned that wherever discipline was established, priority was given to the work of development and construction. On this occasion, the officials of Kathmandu University gave a presentation on the academic program of the university and the upcoming workload. The world is observing the World's Environment Day today. Nepal is also observing the day amidst various programs. Every year, June 5th is observed as World Environment Day, led by the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, and held annually on 5th June since 1973. World Environment Day is the largest global platform for environmental public outreach and is celebrated by millions of people across the world. This year's World Environment Day campaign is Eliminate Plastic Pollution, Use Environment-Friendly Alternatives. President Ramchandra Podil has extended his best wishes to one and all on the occasion of World Environment Day. In a message given on this occasion today, President Podil spoke of the need to make development works environment-friendly. Vice President Ramshaya Prasad Yadav has viewed that both personal and collective efforts on the conservation of nature would make World Environment Day relevant and meaningful. Giving a message of best wishes on the day today, Vice President said all sides' togetherness is imperative to wipe out plastic pollution. On the occasion of World Environment Day, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed his best wishes. His message said that we are going to celebrate this day to highlight plastic pollution. Plastic excessive and uncontrolled use has created a major environmental problem, which is increasing the risk of causing irreversible damage to human health and the entire ecosystem. Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma has emphasized conducting a wide-range awareness campaign for environmental protection. While issuing a message of greetings on the occasion of World Environment Day, she also emphasized the need to increase the role of the communication and information technology sector in the environmental protection. Yogesh Bhattarai, member of CPN-UML, said they should not play games on a sensitive issue like citizenship. At the beginning of the session of the House of Representatives, parliamentarian Bhattarai demanded time from the Speaker and accused Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda of forcing the President to authenticate the bill by using powers he did not have. He said that the President is not above the Constitution, and since the President is a part of the Constitution, the President has the right to verify only the bill sent by the Parliament, and it is wrong to verify the old bill. The death toll has reached 5 in the jeep accident that occurred at Devi Chahara Rural Municipality 8 Satyabati Korichida and Palpa. Identities of the deceased have been established. Some 11 persons were injured in the accident. The jeep en route to Panipa of Orgakhachi from Saljandi of Rupandehi met with an accident yesterday evening. Spokesperson of Jalla Police Office Palpa and Deputy Superintendent of Police Birendra Thapa said three persons, including the jeep driver, died on the spot and two were pronounced dead during the treatment. The deceased have been identified as jeep driver Ramesh BK, aged 26, of Panini Rural Municipality 1, Panini, Shyam Kala Pariyar, aged 55, of Panini 1, 44-year-old Vijay Pokhrel of Orgakhachi, Panini 1, Sita Gautam, aged 25, of Panini 2, Pokhara Thok, and 2-year-old child Samyog Gautam of the same place. Structures based in Bandipur Rural Municipality 1 Dumre of Tanahu are being demolished as part of the Prithvi Highway expansion plan. A drive has begun to break down houses and huts that were constructed within the road section. According to the engineer of Mughlian Pokhara Road Project Eastern Section, Vishnu Pandey, five houses of Dumre Bazar, the main commercial hub of Bandipur and entry point to Lamjung districts, are being razed now. Most of the houses built long back in Dumre Bazar were found within the road area. A plan was mooted to raise such structures by providing compensation. The government this year has allocated a budget of ₹5.42 million for the Mughlian Pokhara Road expansion. The four-lane road is being constructed with the loan assistance of Asian Development Bank. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Russia's defense ministry says it has thwarted a major Ukrainian offensive in Donetsk, claiming to have killed 250 troops and destroyed armored vehicles. Video of what Russia says is the battle appears to show military vehicles coming under heavy fire in fields. But there has been no comment from Kyiv and Russia's claim has not been independently verified. A Ukrainian counteroffensive has been long awaited, but Kyiv says it will not give warnings of its start. And it is unclear whether the alleged attacks indicate that the fresh offensive to recapture Ukrainian land from Russian forces has begun in earnest. The Russian Defense Ministry said Ukraine had launched a large-scale offensive in Donetsk region yesterday using 6 mechanized and 2 tanks battalions. Moscow claimed Ukraine had lost 250 troops as well as 16 tanks. The United States Navy has said its sailors and the United Kingdom's Royal Navy came to aid a ship in the crucial Strait of Hormuz after Iran's Revolutionary Guard alleged harassed it. The U.S. Navy said in a statement that three fast attack guard vessels with armed troops on board approached the merchant ship at a close distance yesterday afternoon. It shared black and white images which showed three small ships close to the commercial vessel taken by a U.S. Navy Boeing P-8 Poseidon that was flying overhead. The U.S. Navy's guided missile destroyer USS McFaul and the Royal Navy's frigate MHS Lancaster responded to the incident with the Lancaster launching a helicopter. About 20% of the world's oil passes through the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. While the Navy did not identify the vessel involved, ship tracking data from MarineTraffic.com analyzed by the Associated Press showed the Marshall Island flagged bulk carrier Venture erratically changed course as it traveled through the strait at the time of the incident. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini and Karnali province along with the hilly regions of the provinces and mainly fair in the country today. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur in a few places of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and one or two places of the rest of the province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather will likely remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province. At present, there is a general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 18.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 32 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says non-resident Nepali associations' input to be incorporated in citizenship procedures. World Environment Day being celebrated by organizing various programs today, and Russia says it thwarted major Ukrainian offensive. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.